Because I'm about to give you the truth like never before. One brother who does that consistently is my next guest, Cedric Muhammad. He's a D.C.-based economist and hip-hopper-newer. He just returned from the African Union Conference in Nairobi, Kenya. Cedric Muhammad, welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, brother.
Warren, it's a pleasure to be with the Truth Fighters. Listen, any black man that comes on with one mic and the champ is here on the show has my instant respect. So I salute you.
I don't know. That might just be a Chicago ego thing, man. You know, us cats from Chicago, you know, I was talking to somebody about Kanye West, because they was like, man, Kanye, he just got this arrogance about him. I said, let me tell you about Chicago, man. It's so bad in Chicago that if you make it out of Chicago, you just feel like you conquered the world.
Well, listen, I left to go to Kenya from Chicago, so maybe that's why the conference was so on point.
Hey, that's what I was going to ask you. What did you discuss? I know you was up there handling your business.
Listen, man, first, it was just it's an honor to be on your show. This is the first outlet I've spoken to since I've come back, so thank you very much. What happened was, and this goes all the way back to 1963, 1964, I'm sure you and your audience to some degree or in great depth are familiar with the Organization of African Unity.
Yes.
Which was set up around the time that African nations established themselves independently from a political standpoint. But most of the countries, even at that early stage, recognized that there was some work that needed to be done to unwind the colonial economy. And so African economic convergence has been a long-term goal of the OAU, which is now the African Union. And so in 1991, under the Abuja Treaty, it was formally established that there would be one single African economic community and that we would move through working on the regional economic blocks, north, west, south, east, and north in Africa, to create one common market and, as part of that, one common currency. So the conference that I attended, I was selected and invited based upon a proposal that I had for an African currency to be tied to gold.
You wanted to back it by gold.
Yeah, I was unique, too. I was the only one there, even in Africa, that suggested that. But this was the first Congress of African economists that's been set up since the OAU has been in existence to specifically work on this one issue. How do we move to a single currency to take the 53 countries of Africa and put them under one form of money?
Well, I think that should be a proposal not only in Africa, but in America. We need to be bagging our money with something.
Yes, sir.
So I think that's a fantastic idea. Now, how did the Congress respond? Did they seem like they were willing to do it?
Well, the format was, I was one of the few who was able to present. It was about 250 economists, researchers, representatives of government and central bank officials. So it was a very heavy set. I was one of about maybe 20 individuals who got to actually present their proposal. It was overwhelmingly received positively by the attendees, my fellow delegates. But as you will learn, there are different political realities inside of Africa as there are in Chicago politics, right, in the right, United States. Right. So there are some folks who don't believe that the currency needs to be backed by gold. Others, as many participants as there were that many different ways that you could go about going to the single currency. So it was received well. In addition to another aspect of my proposal, which was that instead of five regional areas, north, west, south, central, and east, I really believe Africa should move to three before it goes to a single currency. I think Central and Western Africa are better suited to come together, and Eastern and Southern Africa. And then the North, the Maghreb Union, Libya, Morocco, and I think Egypt should be involved with that. If we could move from 53 different nations to three regions, right, we would be on our way to one. So it was received well, but, you know, at a conference like that, you're debating and learning as much as you are deciding. And so we reached a consensus that we would all learn from each other's presentations and our dialogue. We're revising our papers, resubmitting them, and they're going to be presented in book form and on the African Union website within a month or so. I also had the distinction of being asked and appointed to the position of rapporteur for the United States and the diaspora, so I'll have a responsibility on the Bureau of the First Congress of African Economists moving forward for the rest of the year.
Good. Now, let me ask you this. When you talk about moving this into three regions and creating a single currency, this is to strengthen the dollar over there, correct?
Well, basically, yeah, the theory behind a single currency is this. You have a lot of transaction costs when you're trying to switch between 53 different forms of money. That's why in America we don't have 50 different currencies for each state.
Right.
And in some ways we are, Warren, we are revisiting some of the earliest debates on monetary policy and the establishment in the United States. That's actually the level that we're at on Africa. So there's efficiencies that you get from just having one money and not having to change and exchange. Also, it gives Africa leverage, you know. 53 countries with 165 borders is not really a strong point when you're negotiating world trade agreements. It's impossible to ignore 1 billion people united under one form of money. So there's some efficiencies, there's some leverage that Africa would have by moving to a single currency, and there's also the impetus or the stimulus that it would give to cause Africa to trade amongst itself. And the level of trade right now among African nations, one-to-one or intra-Africa trade, is very low. It's like one of all of Africa's trade is with its own. So this would actually help to enhance that, which is an essential part to the upliftment of Africa economically. It's kind of like the black community spending its money outside of its neighborhoods, if you follow me.
I specifically asked that question, though, for a reason. And the reason is I look at what's going on in the U.S. economy right now. And the diagram that you're talking about, it seems to me that the U.S. may end up having to adopt that same diagram, especially if we continue to have the connections of insurgents of foreigners here from Mexico and Canada. Why not create that same three-region principle over here in North America? I think they may possibly do that.
Well, there's already word that some high-level folks going back to the Rockefeller family and others have wanted to do that for their own purposes. See, sometimes your enemies understand what's good for you before you do. And the concept of economic integration under one currency is a very powerful economic principle that most people have used to their benefit and our detriment. So there has been talk of an Amero, a single currency already being coined between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. But because the people of Mexico, the poor in America and in Canada have not been involved, I don't think that's necessarily to our benefit. Unlike what's happening in Africa, where you have the African Union and people in all levels of class, regions, religion, tribal being involved in this effort.
Well, brother, I wish you the best with this movement. I really like the idea of backing anything with gold. You know, one of the things that I tell my listeners all the time, I'm like, if you go find a dollar previous to 1932, if you read that dollar, it says this money is backed in gold.
That's right.
Now it just says legal tender.
That's right. Nothing behind it. And so now, Africa has a chance, brother, to do something right that the others have not been able to do. The European Union coming together, to me, it will end up to be a spectacular failure because of some basic principles they missed. And as you duly noted, the dollar is in trouble. So combining into one and then backing that single currency by gold, I think, is going to be a solution. And folks that want to know more about it can follow me at CedricMuhammad.com. Shoot me an email through that. And, of course, the African Union website.
Now, Cedric, once this goes into to play, please let me and my listeners know, because I want to buy some of it. Because honestly, I think what's going to end up happening is within 5 years, that currency in Africa, it's going to do just what the euro did and take off past the dollar.
Brother, that's exactly what I see, and I'll be honored to come back on your show and provide periodic updates. And I'll be honest, if we have some problems, I'll let the folks know that as well. But this is an idea whose time has come, so I know it's going to be successful.
Brother Cedric Muhammad, brother, thank you. You know, you're always welcome here on the Warren Balance Action.
Thank you, Warren. I look forward to listening to the rest of your show. I want to know about the Patriot Act myself, brother.
Hey, brother, I'm about to give it to him. All right, Cedric.
Take care. Peace.
All right. All right.